Occurring.
Today, our special guest on Oh, What's Occurring is Radio 1's Hugh Stevens.
Oh, you little charmer, Scott.
I know.
What's Occurring?
You alright, Hugh?
Hey, very well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in and doing this.
It's a pleasure.
He's got the confidence of somebody who's won this before.
That's
the United. He's got, like, you know, one arm over the side of his swivel chair.
Got a bit of a swagger about him.
Spinning round gently.
Yeah. I think I might have won twice, I think.
Yeah.
On the 18th of November 2018.
Amazing news, Hugh. We've just found out that you can get in Edinburgh a 2-metre pizza.
How good is that?
Wow, that's a big pizza.
Big, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've just found the address as well.
It's like you're kind of blown away by that.
Yeah, I'm going to Edinburgh. That's a big pizza. But what, only in Edinburgh, Scott?
Yeah, you have to carry it into your own house, I think. They won't be responsible for, you know, delivering it or anything, but you can get one. Anyway, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring?
It's a special one today because it's all about Alan Carr. You know Alan Carr?
I do know Alan Carr, yeah.
He can talk a lot, can't he?
Uh-huh.
He talks a lot.
He's brilliant on telly, isn't he?
Yeah, I love him. Give him any subject and he will just go off on one. But can he really talk about anything for ages? I met up with Alan Carr earlier today and I gave him a subject. His job was to talk for as long as he could about that subject. He couldn't repeat himself. He had to do it without pausing and without going off the subject. The question is, how long could Alan witter on for? First subject I gave him was Star Wars. How long do you think Alan Carr could talk about Star Wars for? Not repeating himself, he can't pause, he can't veer off the subject. Hugh?
I presume he's not a big Star Wars fan.
Why do you say that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just looking at him thinking, no Star Wars. Mm. So I reckon only about a minute and 20 seconds.
That's quite a long time to talk about Star Wars if you don't know about it.
I'm just going to say 20 seconds. And I know people now have a go that I'm not playing tactically, but I feel that if Becky had said 1 minute 20 seconds, I'd have said 1 minute 19. Mm. But I feel that it's different with Hugh, you know.
Thanks, Chappers.
That's a pleasure.
So 1 minute 20 from Hugh. Chappers says 20 seconds.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Alan Carr, but how long can he talk about Star Wars for?
Oh, Star Wars, it's a futuristic film. Is it? Yes, it is futuristic, even though it looks like most of the sets come from IKEA. It is about Luke Skywalker, who lost his father, and then he goes with his lightsaber all across the universe fighting aliens with two robots called C-3PO and R2-D2, wow, who sounds a bit like me. And he, and if you haven't seen it, Darth Vader's his father, isn't it? No, the Emperor. The Emperor. You haven't seen it. There's lots of stormtroopers everywhere. And a Millennium Falcon.
That's it. 41 seconds.
41 seconds.
That's quite good, actually.
What was the rule? Was he not allowed to repeat himself?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Millennium Falconer.
Oh! What's occurring?
Can I give you the point?
Why do you want to give Hugh the point?
Because he's a guest.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Because sometimes we need people to play this game, and if we let them win, it'll be more...
Are you suggesting that if we need him, because you're giving him the point, Hugh will play tomorrow as well?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, give Chappers the point if you want.
Right. Yeah, actually, you're not doing too well right now. Let's give you the point. It's fine.
Thanks.
Right, you know Alan Carr?
Yes.
How long do you think he could talk about my next subject for without going off the subject, without pausing, without repeating himself? This time, Alan is talking about The X Factor.
Oh, I reckon he'd be good at this. I reckon about 1 minute 20.
Are you sticking with that answer, Hugh?
Yes.
1 minute 20, Chappers?
I think it could be... I think it could be over 2 minutes.
He said, yeah, he would know a lot about X Factor.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Hugh says 120. Chappa says, are you saying 2 minutes?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How long can Alan Carr talk about The X Factor for?
The X Factor is an entertainment show created by Simon Cowell, and lots of hopefuls come on and they want to have... be... What's another word for the X Factor? You can't repeat yourself. Want to be fabulous. Is that what you said? Yeah. Want to be famous. And then there's an audition where they go to Belfast, Dublin, Manchester, London, and all the freaks come out and start singing, and especially Anastasia's "I'm Out of Love," which I don't know why they sing, but they sing it every time. And even if you've got a really crappy voice, try Whitney Houston. Go on. She makes it look so easy. And Mariah Carey gets wheeled in and she gives some suggestions. And then you have Beyonce. And then all the rubbish ones, which I think are the good ones, they get voted off in the first weeks, don't they? Then it gets really boring and people who can actually sing are on it. And Simon Cowell makes lots of money and it always gets to Christmas number one, which is boring. And...
you paused.
Oh no!
One. Sounded mortified at that.
1 minute there. So,
1 minute.
Yeah, you just 1 minute. He did really well, actually.
Oh, what's occurring?
Were you trying to help him out? Were you trying to help him out whilst he was doing that? Did you mouth fabulous at him?
Well, I mouthed famous and he went, fabulous.
He just thought you were mouthing fabulous at him.
So Hugh gets that point.
Yes.
Last one. How long can Alan Carr, without going off the subject, without pausing, without repeating himself, talk about Justin Lee Collins? Hugh.
His hairy comedy partner.
That's right.
Well, they've known each other for a long time, have they? I reckon he could probably talk for about a minute 20. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
At a guess?
You're hedging your bets here with this each time.
I'll say a minute 20 on Justin E. Collins.
Chappers?
Oh, I think only maybe 15 seconds.
Why?
Because I just kind of think, you know, when you're proper friends with people, you don't really want to talk about them for that long. You kind of just want to take the mick out of them. So I would say just maybe only 15 seconds.
15 for Chappers, 1 minute 20 for Hugh. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Alan Carr talking about his TV friend, Justin Lee Collins.
He comes from Bristol, he's got a beard and a tash and he's got a lovely accent, and we work together on the Sunday Night Project, which is a show where we have different guests every week. Justin's very touchy-feely and loves breasts, men's and women's. Oh dear.
See, you can't pause.
So you were very strict again.
You can't. So, only 17 seconds on that one.
There
so, Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
I'm gutted.
Please come back again, though, Hugh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh!
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is Radio 1.